This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. There is something about how our universal human language speaks about freedom that was missing yesterday in news that Miriam Ebrahim was being released from custody in Sudan. Freedom is freedom and is not measured or given in portioned tidbits. Sure enough, the woman held under threat of torture and execution and her American husband and children have been detained at the airport, and by some reports, she's under arrest again. The White House and Secretary of State John Kerry are being urged to take direct action. This is Life News Radio. We in the pro-life media thank you for being pro-life. We know that for all we do publicly, the most powerful influence on the culture is you. It's like they say in marketing, the most effective advertising is word of mouth. You engage your friends and coworkers, telling them the stories the mainline media won't. You learn the most effective ways to share your own good news. You lead your families. From the bottom of our hearts, thank you. This is Life News Radio. It could have been Oregon farmland, but the patter from those gathered along the roadside betrays the scene is Italian. The occupant of a compact car causes a stir, it stops, and out pops the Pope. He plants a kiss on the forehead of a girl on a gurney, her eyes closed and her tongue distended, and while she seems to respond, how much she perceives is only important in passing because she is regarded with the dignity of a saint. Those present are ebullient, cheering, "Bravo, Papa Francesco." Before he leaves, others are similarly greeted, and just that fast, the head of the Catholic Church has affirmed the value of all human life again. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.